on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 3, the England football captain is to be charged over allegations that he racially abused another player. The Crown Prosecution Service has ordered John Terry to appear in court in February. It's over comments allegedly made during a match against QPR. Speaking before the CPS announcement, Chelsea boss Andre Villas-Boas said Terry has his full backing.
The only thing I know is that I'll be fully supportive of John Terry, whatever the outcome of the situation.
Former Daily Mail journalist James Hipwell says it's very unlikely that former editor Piers Morgan did not know about phone hacking at the paper. At the Leveson inquiry into press ethics, he claimed that it was a regular method for the Mirror's showbiz desk to source stories. And ex-News of the World editor Andy Coulson has lost his High Court battle over legal fees he felt he was owed by the paper, fighting criminal allegations during the phone hacking affair. But private investigator Glenn Mulcair, who was jailed for phone hacking, has won a similar challenge over his legal fees. There's disagreement between British and French doctors over whether a certain type of silicone breast implant is dangerous. French authorities may remove the PIP implant from 30,000 women amid fears they can cause cancer. Solicitor Paul Ballen says there's no point bringing a claim against PIP, but patients could still have a case.
Women who decide to have the implants removed or who are advised to have them removed by their doctors may have a claim against the private clinic that supplied them under the Supply of Goods and Services Act.
The firm, which owns Barrett's and Priceless Shoe Shops, is closing 18 stores by the end of the week. It'll mean the loss of 127 jobs across the UK and Ireland, while another 60 will go from the head office. U2 had the highest earning tour of the year. They played 44 dates to almost 3 million people, taking more than £180 million at the box office. They pushed Bon Jovi into second place. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, you're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 3 o'clock, and coming up this hour at about 20 past three, I'm going to be speaking to Janine Jackson about Indian head massage. So I'm looking forward to that very much, and I hope she's looking forward to it as well.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's heavy traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells Interchange in Basildon and the Saddlers Farm roundabout in North Benfleet in the roadworks area. And there's delays on the M25 anti-clockwise between Junction 29 and Junction 30 in the roadworks area as well. Other than that, all I know is that Wash Road is closed in both directions between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction because of bridge maintenance work. And there's major roadworks on the A130 Saddlers Farm roundabout in South Benfleet at the A13 junction. If you've got news of the queues, here's what to do.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Don't forget that joining me very shortly in the studio will be Janine Jackson. She's going to be speaking to me about Indian head massage, so I'm looking forward to that very much indeed.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. Now I'm wondering if your love's still strong.
We've gone too far this time,
but I'm dancing on.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Recycling. Oops, there's that word again. Wouldn't it be good to be green and reduce the carbon footprint of your business without lots of hard work? Well, recyclingyourit.co.uk have just made things easy. They will collect absolutely any electrical office equipment, help recycle it, and because they are fully licensed, guarantee that nothing will go to landfill, making your workplace a better place for the planet. Reduce your business carbon footprint. Recycle without the extra work. Visit recyclingyourit.co.uk for more information.
Driving instructors required for Brentwood and Billericay areas. Why not train to become an instructor with Easy 2 Pass Driving School? If you're looking for a change of career, you could benefit from a company with over 20 years' experience in instructor training. And there's also the offer of work within the school when you pass the exam. Contact Easy 2 Pass Free on 0800 88 18745 for your rewarding career. 0800 88 18745.
He's out your system, yeah, it took you a while. You got your family back and you got your smile. And you promised your sister that you'll never go back again. But friends keep telling you what he did last night. How many girls he kissed, how many he liked. And you try to remember that there's no way he could ever be friends.
Like you really love him, love him. And now you're dancing like you need.
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Right, here's another date for your diary. Thursday the 19th of January, there's The Theatrical Costumer, which is a talk by Anne Harty, and it's organised by the Brentwood Museum Society. It will be taking place at the Gwendolyn Lewis Room of the Shenfield Parish Hall, Hutton Road, Shenfield. And it's only £3 to go along. If you'd like to know more details about the talk, contact 01277 212 142, or have a look at our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events, for more.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
I'm going to bring you one more song. I'm going to bring you Chris Farlow, and then I'm going to be speaking to Janine and asking her what Indian head massage is.
Still mad. You're out of touch, my baby. My poor fashion, baby. I said, baby, 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 you're out of time. Well, baby, 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 you're out of time. I said, up your social world. You can't come back, be the first in line. Oh yeah. You're obsolete, my baby. My poor one, baby, baby. I said, baby, 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 you're out of time. Well, baby, 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 you're out of time. I'm
You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I am now joined by local lady Janine Jackson. Hello, Janine.
Hello, Gabby.
Would you like to tell everyone how we met?
In the gym.
We did.
It was in the gym.
I know, it was. Yeah. That's why I thought, in a local gym. We won't name any gyms, just so that I don't get into trouble. But it was in a local gym. And you told me that you do Indian head massage.
I do, yes, amongst other different treatments, I do Indian head massage.
Right, what is, for people that don't really know what is it?
It's a massage, obviously, but it's kind of, you can stay fully clothed, there's no oil involved, it's really relaxing and really beneficial for health, hair, your well-being, can help with many different diseases and problems and all sorts. It's good fun, relaxing.
It's very relaxing. So can you do it on wet hair or on dry hair? Does it not matter?
Doesn't matter at all.
So someone can have their hair done at the time?
Yes, yeah. Definitely, you can in between.
So, you know, like they could have had it all dried and everything.
Yeah,
and
to be honest, a lot of my clients have it with dry hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, that makes my teeth go a bit funny.
Because your head produces a natural oil, and it just
stimulates. Yeah, that's true, actually.
And the stimulation from the massage produces the oil, which helps with the hair.
So it's actually good for your hair health.
Very good for your hair health, which is how it originates from India thousands of years ago.
Right.
And the mums used to do it on the daughters for healthy looking long hair. And it's just kind
of... Oh, wow. Oh, that's amazing. But it is therapeutic for the whole body, isn't it?
It really is. It does so much goodness without being naked.
You don't have to keep whispering, otherwise I'm not. The listeners aren't going to hear you without me. Well, this is true, because a lot of people could really, really benefit from a massage, but they just don't feel comfortable with a stranger basically touching them. I mean,
exactly.
A massage is a very intimate thing, isn't
it?
It is. It is really intimate. And you know, I think just having someone massage you, if you're fully clothed and they can do it, it makes it a lot
and
less
seated as well.
You know, you can have your barrier there and what
you're seated as well. You don't have to lie down, you can sit in a chair.
Oh, you can sit in a chair. So it's quite beneficial for people that have problems. I've actually got some clients that have got problems with lying down. They're actually uncomfortable in a lot of lying positions. They have to, you know, do all of these special things.
Right.
But, you know, lying flat on, say, a massage table isn't their scene.
Yep, you can sit.
So you can be in any chair.
Any chair at all.
Can I just ask, why did you decide that you were going to study Indian head massage?
It was a follow-on course from doing a Swedish massage. And I just, we kind of did a little bit during the course, and I really liked it because you don't have to see flesh. So it was really interesting. So, and it's all kind of aligns with everything in your body.
So do you not like flesh?
I like flesh.
This is interesting. You just didn't really like seeing the flesh.
But it's more the people aren't very comfortable with being undressed.
And then you feel like an uncomfortable vibe.
And not people aren't willing to kind of come to someone knowing that they've got to be undressed. With this one, if they know that they can sit down, be fully clothed and completely just have same sort of benefits from a full-on massage, it's better, I think.
Yeah, a lot of people, I've been for massage before, and they take you into your room and they say, this is where it's going to be, I'll go out the room now while you take off your clothes. In some ways, I'd be like, no, just stay there and I'll just take off, you know, just trying to make it a matter of fact thing. But I think by leaving the room, for me, it actually makes it worse. Because
definitely,
when they come back in, it's like...
Even I don't like to, because you just don't know what to do with your clothes, where to put the towels. So
And then you kind of strategically lay the towel over you.
And you always get it wrong, and then we come along and put it properly.
Yeah, exactly. They come and put it where it should be. Yeah. And it's like, and then you feel even more embarrassed. And then when you feel embarrassed, it can make you tense, can't it?
Yes.
so you don't fully get into the massage. Now, when someone's having an Indian head massage, do they benefit more if they shut their eyes or can they have their eyes open? Does it make much difference? Or is it just down to the individual? If they feel more relaxed with their eyes shut, by all means, shut your eyes.
I would challenge anyone to keep their eyes open. Because it is so relaxing. You completely zone out because there's so many different manoeuvres in it that it is so relaxing that you forget where you are.
Does it do any parts of the upper neck? So how low of the hairline do you go?
You do the whole head scalp.
Whole head.
Some people do the whole face, but some people, if they're wearing makeup and it's at lunchtime, they don't want your face messed around.
Yeah. That's
shoulders, you can do arms, you can feel what needs doing.
Yeah.
And you can sort of adapt to each person.
So you have studied Swedish massage, is that right?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. So it's good that you come with that. So it's not just that
the bit of background.
You never told me that when I met
Did
you.
I?
No, you should have said that, because that's Swedish massage, I think, is a longer course.
It took me a year.
Yeah. Although I should have probably known, because I think you have to do Swedish before you can do head anyway.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure. So where did you study it locally?
I did, at Worley, which is now closed.
Oh, what a shame. So where's is there still a place in the Ongar Road where people can study beauty therapy?
Yes, they've moved to the High Street, the Brentwood Beauty Academy.
Have they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think whereabouts have they moved?
Think
do you
it's
know?
In between.
They're upstairs
next,
somewhere.
Next, above next, think. Not 100%.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. So hopefully we've still got an academy. And do most academies, you might not know the answer to this, so I'm really, really sorry. You can just say, I don't know. But is it normally an aspect of beauty training, like massage? Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, right.
Definitely not,
so
no.
When you were on your course, what are the types of people that you had there?
All sorts.
All sorts.
I love it.
All sorts. Ones with blonde hair, ones with brown hair, ones with black hair.
Also,
tall, short. No, what I mean is, like, did they already have a job, or were they just there to do the massage, or did they also know how to do nails, or...?
See, I did mine back to front. Normally people do the beauty side of things and then choose if they want to do massage. I did massage and then did the beauty.
Oh, right.
So the people on my course, some had already done the beauty but wanted to do the massage, but I don't think many people carried on doing it, whereas I loved it.
You like the massage?
I prefer the massage to other...
Oh, would you mind sharing why you prefer the massage to the beauty therapy? Or to the... It's not really beauty therapy, is it? It's like beauticians.
Yeah, beauty specialists.
Having your nails done isn't really... Well, I don't know, though, if it makes you feel better about yourself.
Exactly.
It could be said it is.
I think that's what it was. The massage, I think, is more beneficial, more long-term, more relaxing, more slow, and I'm quite a... laid back person.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. No. I'm starting to draw information.
Yeah. Well, normally when you see me, I'm running around like a loony.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Normally I am quite laid back.
No, actually, I can kind of see that. You come across as quite a laid back person now you've got used to me. So what I was going to say was, what are the main benefits? So it's relaxing. It's good for your hair.
Hair growth.
So hair growth.
Hair condition.
Hair
it can
condition.
Help with, only help, it doesn't prevent or anything like that. It just helps with insomnia, depression, stress, sort of things along that kind of, on par with that.
Yeah, probably anxiety.
Yep, anxiety is definitely.
And all sorts of that. And so are you, so ha, where, what about, what are you going to, what do you do with this? Will you, if someone comes to you for a massage, will you provide them with one, I presume?
Yes, definitely.
So you're going to provide me with one today?
I can do.
If someone wants to know more,
they can get in touch with the hair company in Crown Street, because I will be working there.
Oh, okay. And you've got and they've got your mobile number.
Yes, all the details
are
there. Yeah.
Contact you as well. Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming in to talk about that. Was there
You're
anything
welcome.
Else I've missed? Have I missed anything?
No.
All right. Oh, okay.
I think that's everything covered.
That's everything covered. Brilliant. Thank you very much. I hope you all have a better idea of what Indian head massage is, and maybe you too can enjoy its benefits as well, or perhaps you're interested in doing a course in it. So there is always that option as well.
Always there when you call. Box shacks. Always on time. Gave you my.
When I say kids like no other, I know I got a lot of things I need to explain. But baby, you know the name, and love is about pain. So stop the complaints and drop the order of restraint. Our sex life's a game, so back me down in the paint. I can't wait no more. This is about a quarter past three, and sure days I mean, I got the Bentley ballet, and I'm just outside of Jersey, past the Palisades. And I love to see that some boots and shades rolled out on the bed while I'm yanking your braids. Style. You never thought I'd make you smile while I was smacking your ass and hitting you all wild. We share something so rare, but who cares? You can, baby.
I'm not always there when you call, but I'm
come on, pull it together. It's only a sun shower. We've been through worse weather. Like a stormy night, you wrote a dead job letter and took my Benz and keyed and cut the leather. Girl, you know better. You're M.O.B. Money over Brody's murder, I.N.C. I got two or three broads for every V, and I keep them drugged up off that ecstasy. I'm a playground legend like Kirkland Pee-wee. I'm a baller in the league, got more game than me. I play harder. So many women I bothered. Meet them with scars and send them home hot and bothered. Truth to dare, this life ain't apparently fair. And a love with no glare is a crystal stare. But we share something so rare, but who cares? You can, baby. And when I play, you play the same way. You freak me, baby. You crazy, then I'm gone. And I'm baby, gone. Don't really want me to get up and leave off that easy. Should be waking up wet for she's a. Remind these women to my independence, believe me. Pimp game is very religious, and I feel like a Don Bishop. Gold deep dish, money green bins, and my world is my witness. The life we share is a thug affair. But who cares? You care.
DJ, put a record on. I wanna dance with my baby.
Thank you.
FM.
I'm dirty Susanna, I've got problems with grammar. So boy, where's your manners? Come buy me a slammer.
Money and I talk real funny now. Let me in the back of your van. Now I've had a couple of drinks, but you look a bit of alright. And I put your band sticker on me Primark knickers, and I think they might have broken the ice. She told me her brother was a thief. Her dad got me for knocking out a copper sleeve. Her mum stayed home washing all the pots and pans. And when her old man came, mummy looked around. She told me her mother was a meth. Her daddy used to run with the RCF. I like getting out now and then to catch a breath and meet a bloke or two. And that's where she said,
I'm dirty Susanna, I've got problems with grammar. Some say it's my stammer, but it's not, not my fault. So boy, where's your manners? Come buy me a slammer, and you'll get laid. I will call you Dave. Yeah, I will call you Dave. Even though your name is Steve.
Fella, he was a proper upmarket guy. Said he took me to the races and all the nice places like Nando's and TGI. She reached for a Sambuca as I noticed her tattoo. It was a love heart with Steve, it was written down her sleeve. Yeah, my last bloke was called Dave too.
She told me she struggled with her speech and ducked a lot of school to go and hang out on the street. She tried so hard, even spoke of therapy. No matter what she tried to, they never worked for me. She told me she never had no friends, but made a few acquaintances by living in the mix. I think you and me, we could probably go the length and never squabble or two. And that's where she said, I'm dirty Susanna, I've got problems with grammar. Some say it's my stammer, but it's not, not my fault. So boy, where's your manners? Come buy me a slammer, and you'll get laid. I will call you Dave. Yeah, I will call you Dave. Even though your name is Steve.
Susanna. Susanna.
She said, let's go out. Let's go out to the cinema. There's a view in Bexon or Dagenham, and it really ain't that far. You can bring the big van, I'll bring the condoms, and we can go through the night. That's why they call me Dirty Susan. And if I should have a baby, we'll get a council flat, or maybe get a council house. Nah, you need three kids for that. And you can take me shopping to Lakeside of a flash, and we'll have what we need. I've got problems with grammar. Some say it's my stammer, but it's not, not my fault. Oh, 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 oh. Hey, 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 hey. I'm dirty Susanna. I've got problems with grammar. Some say it's my stammer, but it's not, not my fault. So boy, where's your manners? Come buy me a slammer, and you'll get laid.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's queuing traffic on the M25 anti-clockwise between junction 30 and 29. There's heavy traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells interchange in Basildon and the Saddlers Farm roundabout. And also on the M25, there's slow traffic from junction 30 clockwise to the A282 QE2 bridge. In Chelmsford, there's slow traffic on the A114 Van Diemen's Road into town in Chelmsford at the Army and Navy. Also affecting the Baddow Road at the Army and Navy. And Wash Road is closed between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction because of bridge maintenance work. If you've got news of the queues...
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
From drama to comedy to modern music.
You can experience all of this right on your doorstep at Brentwood Theatre. Call 01277 200 305 or visit brentwood-theatre.org. Brentwood Theatre, a great night out.
Mum, I want to talk to you about the things you've packed to take to your new care home tomorrow.
Yes, darling?
Well, you've packed your dancing shoes.
That's right, darling. They have all sorts of entertainment at Anisha Grange, and I want to be ready to party.
Well, what about these dirty old gardening gloves?
For the gardening club, darling. They have raised beds, so I don't have to bend and hurt my knees. I'm going to grow my famous tomatoes.
Right. Well, can you tell me why you've packed this popcorn machine?
No, don't be silly, darling. That's for the cinema there.
Anisha Grange in Billericay will offer exceptional residential, nursing and dementia care from September. To view the show suite, call 658 529 or visit hallmarkcarehomes.co.uk.
A massive thank you to my guest Janine Jackson for coming in and speaking to me and letting me know all about Indian head massage, and also she just now demonstrated on me, and I have to say she has wonderfully healing hands. It was wonderful. I very much enjoyed it, and I can't believe that my hair looks like it's going to not even need to be brushed after all, which is such a relief because I never ever carry a hairbrush around. Let's have a look at some local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Friday the 20th of January to Sunday the 22nd, there's the Brentwood Music Weekend at Brentwood Theatre. It's three nights of breathtaking music featuring blues, flamenco and Latin jazz. It's £10 to go along per night or £15 for two tickets. Call 01621 890 153 or check out the website allthews.essex-live.co.uk for more details.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Phoenix FM.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on.